This is Todd, not Todd Tamara here today. We have come down with some respiratory sickness, so please be praying for us, and we are healing, and we thank Yah and Yeshua HaMashiach's name for that. What I'm doing for you today is I took a cutout of an interview of Professor James McKinney on Joyce Riley's Power Hour from this morning, and what he's going to be talking about is Comet ISON and the coincidence of the November 13th, 14th connection of the grid down drill that is coming up in an international type drill for an electrical grid going down in the United States, and the Homeland Security chief and people and senators and stuff that we're talking about. There is a 100% chance of this happening, and Jan Napolitano going out of the DHS saying that a cyber attack is to come along with this natural event. So you got a 100% natural event that they're expecting to come. And as one guy put it, I wonder what crystal ball that they use to know these types of things, especially when the sun's at its lowest energy, especially in a solar cycle in like 200 years. And you're going to hear a lot better information from Professor James McKinney. He's very practical on it. He's a brother. He believes in the Messiah. And Sister Joyce Riley here, she also keeps the commandments and feast days, is endeavoring to do the same things that all of us are, making teshuvah back to our Abba in his times and seasons, being willing to serve him in any way that he deems us to do so, returning back to the Torah Messiah in the beginning of the book. Okay, without further ado, here you go, guys. Shalom Aleichem.
I'm using NASA data to prove that outer space is electrically charged and a lot of electromagnetic effects. And I get kind of bounced out of there. And I'm just like, what's going on here? This is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. So at that time, I had also associations with the mathematics department. So I walked across campus and I got rehired by the mathematics department at Cornell to teach mathematics. And so I taught there for another year and a half. But anyway, at the same time, kept publishing my papers and doing my theoretical work, which is the basis for everything I'm doing now, the weather work, the work on comets, the understanding that comets can affect the sun, even at a distance, the concept that I call action at a distance, where comets and other planetary objects can affect each other. I learned how weather is really created electrically in outer space, and that if we didn't have electricity in outer space, we wouldn't have any weather on Earth at all. Okay, anyway, that's the brief history brings us up to today. And the other thing I did work on in the background is my mathematical work dealing with prime numbers. And a number of years ago, I cracked the oldest mathematical problem in the world, the direct calculation of the prime numbers, and that I have a book out for the general public. It's called Calculate Primes. And it also is a very important result because it destroys the RSA codes that we use for secure computing and firewalls. Another half of my career, I should mention, was in industry. I worked in the telecommunications industry for about probably 25 years. And about probably 12 years as a professor, university professor, teaching everything from physics to mathematics and everything in between. So I have a very rich background, and it's odd because every time something happens, like the issue we're going to talk about today, the GridX2, I seem to fall into the middle of a giant controversy. because I see how these things are, how science and technology are being used against the public. And that brings us somewhat up to today, where the NERC, the North American Electric and Reliability Corporation, which is a very strange entity. It has no power in the sense of affecting anything directly, but they're having a international power outage exercise called GridX2 this coming November 13th and 14th. This is a huge issue, Joyce, and it's coordinated with some government announcements. For example, Homeland Security has reiterated that we are 100% sure it is imminent. We are going to have an international, naturally caused, by the way, 100% sure grid power outage caused from a natural event. And this is going to be simultaneous with a cyber attack, mind you. And so we'll get into that, too. What does this mean to the average person out there? By the way, a cyber attack means no banking, no credit cards, no internet. The government agencies will be affected, potentially power grids, outages because of cyber attack, in addition to the physical power outages that they're predicting. And what is amazing about all of this is nobody is doing anything to prevent it.
Okay, but in defense of reality, though, we are looking at just an exercise that's coming up November 13, 14. There is nothing beyond the exercise, such as loss of power, that we know of, is there? Or have they decided to go ahead and make it more realistic?
Well, the November 13th, 14th planned exercise is basically a Homeland Security a Chinese fire drill. Where everybody's going to jump up and down. They call them players. Well, so you might be a manager of a power system in Ohio, or you might be the person, a procurement agent for a company in New York of nuclear power plants. So these they call players. So all these people will be jumping up and down, going through all kinds of drills to simulate a real power outage, but nobody is ordering more equipment. Nobody is putting any real meat into this exercise. So, but what they're going to do is report to government agencies. One thing I noticed in some of the coordinated responses to this is that some people are very, in the player list, so to speak, they're very resistant to have their data shipped off to police agencies, the FBI, other government agencies like Homeland Security. They're going, you know, what's all this all about? And my way of seeing it is that North American Electric Reliability Corporation is just kind of what I call tier two. They're kind of a dumb middle management agencies, but they're doing the work. They're doing the bidding of a much higher reality, and that is, what they're doing is this is going to get so much publicity that the public is going to be mentally trained, so to speak, to accept this power outage and then also on the side, the cyber attack that's coming, and to accept it as a naturally occurring event, that somehow nature is doing this. And what I've said all along, and I started sensing this, smelling this a couple of years ago, NASA came out a couple of years ago as we headed into this current solar maximum that we're at right now, which, by the way, is probably the weakest in 200 years.
Talking about the events that are about to take place, GridX2 being one of them, along with the solar maximum. Now, GridX2 maximum, these GridX2 being an exercise that the government is going to do, let's define what that GridX2 is. How, I mean, I've seen the write-up on the exercise. I still don't get a feel, though, for how interactive it's going to be within the United States. Can you shed any light on that for us, Professor?
Yeah, Joyce, when you read the NERC guidelines and what they call their objectives or mission statements, whatever you might call them, they're extremely vague, extremely vague. They don't have any power. They're simply they're a recommendation organization. They don't carry any teeth at all. It's very difficult to figure out where their money comes from. And so for them to come out, and in fact, most of their recommendations are like trainer or what do you call operator training, standards, things like this. So in fact, they actually explicitly say in their bylaws that they are not for this type of action, yet they're coming out and doing this. And to really understand who is behind this and what their objective is, you have to read between the lines.
Yeah.
So my interpretation is that they really don't, they think they're doing a good job, as with many tier two level organizations. They're being used to implement this. Now remember, NERC is a private corporation. It's privately funded. It's not a government agency. And so it's pretty convenient. The government loves to do this, to push this off onto somebody that's totally independent. So this is not Homeland Security. It's not the FBI. It's not NSA or some other agency directly. But you have to see all of the intentions of these agencies involved here. What I see is crowd control. When the government agencies get involved, then the question is, if we have a power outage, how can we implement crowd control? Because obviously, if the power goes out, it's going to be a giant mess. If you have nuclear power plants going down, or if you have transformers on high voltage, high tension transport lines that affect large areas, we're going to have some real social problems. And that's been one of the issues. You won't be able to get gasoline. Basic infrastructure will be shut down. There will be looting. There will be people out of food. They say New York City has a 3-hour supply of food.
Okay, but are we talking here, and I want to make sure we differentiate, are we talking here in terms of exercise? Are they going to actually put into practice some of these issues or have test issues? I mean, do we know that they're going to go outside the realm of paperwork for this exercise?
Actually, Joyce, I cannot determine that. I've been trying to answer that question. Is this an exercise? Are they going to actually pull the plug somewhere? Remember, was it about a year ago, San Diego had a power outage? They finally blamed it on some disgruntled worker who did something, and the people in the business laughed at it, and they said, this is absurd. You can't just have some guy go in and pull a thing, and all of a sudden, all of San Diego goes down. So I don't know. I don't know. But I think it's an exercise. I think it's going to be a paper exercise. But it's preparing the public mentally for a real
one. I don't know, but I know that if they were to take down any power grid in any major city in the country, I mean, can you imagine what would happen in Detroit or New York or Chicago or any place major? I can't even conceive what would be the situation. And my fear is that they would do it just for a trial run. I mean, can you conceive of them doing something that would be so deadly to this country?
Absolutely. Remember that our little event back there, 9/11, there was unbeknownst to the public, there was an operation going on behind the scene, and that's why air traffic controllers did not do anything, did not react to the planes out of place, other planes that shouldn't have been there, planes moving. We still don't really know the shell game that went on with airplanes on that day, but it was partially due to the fact that air traffic controllers were not watching because they were told that there was some kind of secret operation going on. So is this a cover for something that's going on, or is it simply something that prepping the public to accept power outages due to a natural event? And they're stressing natural events here, although they say EMPs can be caused by nuclear bombs, etc. But here's what I've always said since NASA started really pounding on this a couple years ago. I said, why is NASA so imminent, pounding on this imminent power outage due to a solar flare when we are in the weakest solar cycle in 200 years? We're the least likely to have a Carrington-style power event or power surge event. We are the least likely right now in this solar cycle. Look at this year with hurricanes. We haven't had any. That's because the solar cycle is so weak. In August, we're into September, still no hurricane. And that's a direct result of a very weak solar cycle. But the point is, I started smelling this, that they're getting ready to pull the plug on the electric grid as a way of bringing in the new world order. And so I see this event as a way of prepping the public mentally to accept a power outage due to a natural event. Another coincident event here is that something I've been studying all along, and by the way, Comet Ison. There's a tremendous amount of misinformation coming from NASA and from private sources on YouTube, et cetera, about Comet Ison, and is it wormwood? No, it's not wormwood. All kinds of things.
NASA, okay, what would wormwood mean to someone who doesn't know the name wormwood? What would that mean?
Well, like a planet X, something that's going to, a celestial object that would come in and destroy the Earth, that type of thing. Comet Ison is not any of those. It's actually relatively a benign comet. NASA came out saying it was the comet of the century. It's a very small comet, really. And I doubt that it's going to pan out to be what they predicted, the comet of the century. But what's interesting, even small comets can have effects in the right conditions. November 10th to 14th, Comet Ison will have a very close electrical alignment right in the backside of the planet Mercury, which is the closest planet to the sun. And so that could begin an era when Comet Ison is basically electrically pumping up the energy of the sun, in which we could have a lot of CMEs, a lot of solar activity within that next couple of weeks. And so what I see is this exercise pulling off the public's mental capacity, or the memory of the public is very short. So what I see, this is coupled with Janet Napolitano. I can never say her name, but...
Napolitano,
the ex-Homeland Security, and other people in Homeland Security saying, along with a whole laundry list of senators, congressmen, congresswomen, saying that we are 100% sure of having a grid, a high 100% grid outage here due to a natural event, along with, and this is the part that I find strange, a cyber attack on, that means no banking, no credit cards. And by the way, I'll just interject this so I don't forget it on the show. Anybody who has e-billing for credit cards, for the utility bill, for your house payments, whatever, print out your statements. Print them out so you have a record and keep them current for the next few months at least, because if the computer systems go down, if there is a major cyber attack, you will not have a record of your payments, of where you are in your credit history, and that printed sheet will be the only thing you have to prove your payments, your past payment history.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you're just bringing up thoughts of absolute chaos in this country of what would happen in the financial and regulatory industry with the event taking place, if it were, and we know the grid can go down at any time. I mean, it could go down in 15 minutes from now. We know that.
If the bank goes down or the credit card company goes down or even your electric bill, how are you going to prove that you have paid up to a certain point? And if they come back to you and say, well, no, our records restored show this, you're going to be standing there with your finger up your nose, and you're going to owe that money, and any court on the planet will support that. So you have to have your own paperwork. But other than that, be prepared. What I always say is, like any preparedness, you need, what the first thing you need is water, a source of water, your own source of water. You need food. You need to, all of those preparedness items. It's going to be at the beginning of winter. Prepare to have a tent in your apartment or your house. You will stay much warmer in a very small tent if you don't have heat.
Oh, I never thought of that. A tent. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that is an incredible idea. A tent in your apartment could make you so much warmer than just, you know, having... Oh, that's awesome. Good information. I never thought of that.
If you have a fireplace, I actually had this in my house, my old house, not in that house anymore, but I had a canvas cabin tent, a 12 by 12, like you see at these historical events. And then I had an airtight wood stove, which was portable, just kind of a little light one, and then went into the chimney, went into my fireplace, which was just a normal fireplace. And it kind of went in and up, just a short piece of stovepipe, and I could actually stay in there and have heat in that small area. But reduce the area, be prepared to shut off rooms like bedrooms that don't have plumbing, and reduce if you do have the ability to run your furnace at all. But there's all kinds of things you can do in a city to be prepared. So have a sleeping bag, be prepared, because Joyce, one time I spent from about May to about the next February living up in central Canada, up in the Northwest Territories of central Canada, and I lived outside. I did not have a shelter. I didn't have a house. It's amazing what you can do if you're prepared and have the proper clothes and equipment, et cetera. So all of these things have water, food, and I would say be prepared for 6 months. Don't plan on eating big suppers and big meals. Eat once a day very lightly because you're not going to be moving around. But be prepared, and I also suggest that people do their own preparation. Take a weekend with the family. Shut off the electric, shut off the gas, shut off the water, and then sit around and stare at each other and figure out how you're going to live if this were going to continue for 6 months. Remember, your toilet won't work, sewage will not work. What are you going to do? Become prepared. And there are solutions for all of this, but become prepared, because Homeland Security has told us there is imminent 100% chance of a wide-scale power outage and cyber attack. Mm-hmm. Now, the writing is there. I don't know how much more clear. That is not me saying it. I'm repeating what the head of Homeland Security said in her final departing message to the public. And now, how can they make these predictions? And I also have to say, if they know this is coming, certainly they can prevent it. Like the NERC exercise coming up November 14th, nobody is talking about how to prepare to have equipment ready to reinstall. Nobody's buying extra transformers. In terms of the cyber attack, nobody is hardening our defenses against cyber attack, how to bring things offline in case a cyber attack begins so that we have preserve our integrity in the computing systems. Nobody's talking about that. It's just like we're standing here with our pants down and it's going to happen, you know. This is so incredible. But they're saying it's 100% imminent going to happen, which tells me is that they're just letting it happen. They're just going to let it happen. And it's going to happen as far as I can tell. And the other thing is you have to understand is these people are all little minions. They're little workers in the New World Order. This, to me, signals the changing of the world banking system, the world economic system, the stock market. Everything that we call normal is going to change overnight. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, or bow down to them. You shall not bring the name of the Lord your Elohim to naught. Remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. Respect your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal.
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.